what you call that time of day when the sun disappears?
Well, when the sun disappears, that's bringing on darkness. Night.
If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, you might say that the weather is...
rough, I'd say.
What if it's, you know, it's kind of clearing up or...
Oh, fair enough.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Well, usually I'd call it a clearing off shower.
And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Some people call it a mantelpiece, and some people call it a fireboard.
What did they?
I call it a mantelpiece.
What do people in this community call it something different, or do they mostly call it that?
Have that now.
Do people who live around here, do they usually call it what you call it, or do they call it something different?
No, it's just about the same thing.
They call it the same thing.
Oh, just common people around here.
What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
You mean the wood rests on?
Yeah. Sometimes in fireplaces, you know, they have iron rests.
Oh yeah, I know. Dog irons.
Yeah. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what do you call those rich pieces of wood, which you cut up into little pieces, little slivers to get the fire started?
Well, I just call them splinters.
What do you call the place where a rod and hanger hang for hanging clothes?
Rod and hanger?
A place where you hang the clothes.
Well, I call that ship rope.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
That's up around the edge.
Yeah. Or is it up around the edge or is it right on the side?
Right on the side. Boards that go along the side and flap over, you know, one on top of the other.
Well, that was. I think two or three definitions of that, but I don't know. Hardly what to call it.
What are they? What some of the words you use to?
Well, in building a house, they lap that stuff sometimes, and sometimes they don't. According to what kind of stuff that they're going to use to finish it up with.
Yeah.
And now, in olden times, all these old houses, they're lapped, most all of them. Mm. But these new houses, they don't do that. I don't know exactly what you would call that.
I don't either, to be true. Can you get some coffee?
You're right, they call it weatherboard. But I don't know whether that would be the right name for it or not, but weatherboard.
It's not right or wrong, you know. I mean, it's just whatever people call it around here.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed and you sit on it? Like the old ladies'
porch.
Yeah, porch. Now, do you have a different name for a small porch with no roof on it?
That'd be the same thing, patio. Be saying that.
What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed for milking, usually?
Well, that would all be attached to the barn.